Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the second tape of the interview of Peter Suhu on December 15, 1979, by Sue Ellen Chan. We're talking about the discrimination against Chinese women. And, so, did you ever hear your father mention about if non-Chinese, they didn't get along well, or they got along very well, different families?
No, not too much. I didn't hear much of that. There were always disagreements on policy. Chinatown was how to do certain things. But there really wasn't that much disagreement that I was aware of. Maybe that's because I was so young I wasn't paying attention.
Mm-hmm. So what types of job would most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves?
At that time?
Uh-huh.
The same as today. The professional fields, doctors, lawyers, engineers. Things like that.
Mm-hmm. And for their children too.
Of course.
And so how did you get into your fields? Was your own choice or?
Yeah, I tried accounting. And my dad said, don't ever become an engineer. So I didn't consider it because I wasn't that good in math. And then I tried accounting and found out how poor I really was. So I got into something that I thought I might enjoy. It was either that or major in economics, but turned out marketing and advertising.
Why did your father say you never?
I don't know. I think because it was so confining to him, sitting at a table or a desk. And he was, he actually should have been an advertising salesman because he was that type of person. He was outgoing. He could do that kind of work pretty easily.
It had nothing to do with his work environment. Just
no, it wasn't the pressure of the job so much. It was just confining for his type of personality. That's my observation, just based on what he told me, based on what I saw when he was working. He was just too active a person. He wanted to be out and doing something constantly, 7 days a week. But he said there wasn't enough hours in the day. He said that many times.
Do you ever think like this professional job was a chance to break out the stereotype, you know, the lower paying jobs usually associated with Chinese and American restaurants?
I'm sure it was, but you know, not being involved with restaurants or laundry, I don't know if you. All I know is that, you know, everybody wants to be comfortable, more than comfortable, and be able to enjoy life.
What do you consider to be the key to your success at work?
I don't consider myself successful. I'm relatively happy. But the key, just doing something you enjoy, I guess. But, you know, most of the time. But I don't consider myself successful. I consider myself able to provide for my family and relatively happy with my family.
Do you feel that you were accepted by non-Chinese very well?
Yeah, generally speaking, yes. It's been no problem. Like I said, the older generation was known as must have done a very good job because I don't feel that kind of pressure. Certainly my kids don't feel anything at all. They're oblivious.
How about your father?
My father must have felt pressure and saw things that he wanted to correct and tried to correct, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things he worked toward, actually, was the immigration quota. He worked very strongly to went to Washington to have the government increase the number of Chinese that could come in I don't know what the limitation was, or whether they couldn't get in at all. I forgot, but I remember him going on the left of the gymnasium. Trying to get them to listen up to immigration so that they can have a chance to come to this country.
Did he have many American friends?
Oh, yes. But he was mostly involved with the Chinese community.
In terms of associating with the American government, goes to Washington, D.C., you think that his American friends helped?
I don't know if they help. I don't know.
In your leisure time, did you associate most with the people you know from work, or the most?
Mostly from my high school days, and my wife's friends from high school. More relaxed days. People at work, you see them every day. You see him again at night. It's over here. I do go occasionally.
Did you join any social club or organizations?
At work or outside of work?
Both.
I'm in Tumen Boy.
Any reason, special reason you joined?
Well, because my father was there. And that's originally. People that were in it at the time, which was in 1948, I guess, 49, 50, I guess, asked that I join just to carry on the tradition. But I haven't been too active lately, the last few years.
What did they do?
God, it's been so many years, I don't remember. All I know is I was on all kinds of committees to work, picnic committees, and dance committee. It seemed like I was always doing all the work, so we did meet once a month, and we talked about things to help the Chinese community. I never got too much involved in it, although I was in
what other organizations?
God, I can't think of any others. My occupation now is to try and bring up my kids. That's that thing.
Did you join any American social
clubs? Socials? No. Like I said, I'm involved with business organizations affiliated with the Department of Power. And that takes up a lot of time.
How about any professional
No. I never even pursued any advertising. Organizations kept their jobs.
Do you work in, you go to Chinatown very often now?
I go about 2-3 times a week for lunch, but and then during the Chinatown Corporation meeting, I'm secretary treasurer for the Chinatown Corporation. So I'm involved in those meetings. And then the family goes to Chinatown and Mondo Park. Mondo Park has to live there. That's what's doing. I don't go to China at all weekends. It's impossible to park and drive to Chinatown.
So did you feel any particular ties to Chinatown?
I do, because of my father. I feel very close. I want to help make Chinatown better, but there's so many obstacles that I still want to know.
Did your children feel that?
No, they don't feel it. They have no ties, unfortunately, that's my fault. But maybe as time goes on, I feel differently. I didn't have any particular ties when I was younger either. But, I do now. I know what my dad was driving at, and so I would like to help Chinatown. Deteriorate.